Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, the sound of Van Halen must mean it's Friday. I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Oh, you remembered?
First thing when your eyes popped open this morning and you didn't have to reset your alarm for tomorrow.
You reset your alarm every day?
I have a real clock. Oh. And then across the room is my clock. I don't have to reset because it rememberates.
Right.
This weekend, I'm sure it'll rememberate the time change.
Oh, yeah. Time. Okay, I got to write that
down.
We'll
be here an hour early. Although it'll still say 5:47.
It's really going to be 4:47.
Yeah.
Balls.
Remember you said, used to get so mad, like, you'd go, Johnny, you know, it's really 7:30. Go, no, it's really 8:30. Really?
I'm sure with their added time together, they're getting along great.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
She's busy, though, with all that.
I know. She really
with
is.
A bunch of stuff.
Actually, if you follow her on social media, she has a ton going on right now. So
yeah, between you and her, it's like, I don't know what to do.
Social media
we're
wars.
We're in a race to take over social media. No, listen, I'm just trying to post more stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. It's a lot of work. I feel guilty if I don't have a story up. I'm like, oh boy, I better get a story up there. So then I'm like, you know, Brandon, do something funny.
Well, that's not helpful, though.
No, it works. He did something really funny. I was like, that's my favorite post I've done so far.
Oh, all right.
And there it is.
Well, good for you, Brandon.
It's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
He flips me up. I'm like, thanks. Not funny.
All right.
Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend?
Well, so yesterday.
Or do you want to start with yesterday? Yeah.
Well, no. Yesterday I checked the surf. It was not happening, and I officially went, all right, well, I'm going to put my board away, and I'm pretty much done for the season.
Oh,
that's depressing.
It is, but it is. It is what it is, and so today I am going to see my tattoo artist.
Oh yeah.
After work. It's going to be a long day.
Maybe
these are always long days, but they're always trippy sort of adventure days, too. So I'm in the city.
Yeah.
He's in the city. So it's not like I go home.
Oh, I thought he was in the East Bay.
No. Oh. He's here in the city. Right. So I'll sort of languish about. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll sort of lag around, see what is.
Get your Swedish fish you can chew on.
I already got them.
Of course you did.
At the Walgreens yesterday.
Gotta have them. It's what you munch on when you're getting pulverized by a tiny needle over
right,
and over.
Exactly right. I'm gonna lag around a little bit. Maybe I'll go over to Market, shop for a minute, or just kill a little time. I may go to that Suvla place.
Oh right,
for
you
lunch.
Love that place.
Ooh.
Greek place.
The Greek place, and get a salad. I could use a salad.
Now you're looking skinny.
No, I'm. Actually, I am doing very well. I'm shocked. I don't know how.
Well, you've been put on a diet by your dog.
I have, but for a month, I was eating alternating
chicken pot pies
and
pizza.
And pizza. How I lost.
Stress and worry.
I guess.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
I don't know, but.
You did a lot of surfing, too.
You did do a lot of surfing.
I had a really good season.
Yeah.
A really good, like.
That's good. Takes it out of you.
I made the most of this winter.
When you surf, sure. I see those rings just zip, zzz, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's fun. Mm. Now I have to run and bike.
Yeah. You don't get to do fun exercise.
Right.
I know. There is something about like exercise that is an activity that you truly enjoy.
Oh my God.
As opposed to, yeah, I'm going to go lift weights or I'm going to go.
Oh no, there's
make my legs burn.
There's no comparison to being out in the ocean on a day when it's like 10 foot and surviving it, just like living through it and going, oh my God, that was incredible. Nothing makes your heart pump like that. You know what I mean? It's beyond just the exercise.
We should try base jumping and stuff. Your heart pounds out of your chest during that.
This is what I started with as a young person. So I love it.
Good. I'm glad that you have it. I mean, it's important to have things that you like.
I mentioned something to the missus. And yes, you and I had talked about this once before, but it had to do with years down the line if we were working from our separate homes,
yes,
but still doing some kind of a show together.
Right. Because who knows what's coming in the future.
There's actually a lot of positive.
Sure. Changes.
As much negative as there is as radio stations sort of shrink and the staff shrink, there's also other delivery possibilities that we might end up on. Anyway, as I said this, she was like, oh my God, work from home. And I said to her, I will never miss surf again. And she goes, that's what you think of?
How do you figure you wouldn't miss surf again?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, wouldn't you still want to be doing a morning show?
Well, I don't know what we'd be doing, but I'd still not be doing 3 hours of commuting.
Oh, that is for sure true. Yeah, as long as you can be back for, I don't know, what do you think, a 7 a.m. start?
I don't know, but anyway, the point is that to her, that was somehow offensive. I didn't even pursue.
Oh, you're just like, okay, well, she does not understand.
I don't care what you think I should be. Mm. Like, that's one of those weird things. Yeah, that's my natural reaction. What do you...
Right.
What are you going to tell me I should have said?
Right.
Do you know what?
Who,
she,
me?
No, I'm asking you though. What in God's name?
It's just surprising when other people's passions, like, you don't realize just how passionate they are until they're like, "Yeah, if I did that, then all I'd ever have to do is this." You go, "Really? That's what you think of?
You think I'm going to get to church more?
No, she thinks you're going to sleep in more. Because I'll tell you, that's what I'd be doing.
Oh, well.
Even if it was only 2 extra hours, I could go to bed. I could go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Speaking of, I was in bed pretty early last night, but I did do my homework.
Good, because we got Maria's email, and we're all going to talk about Survivor. I noticed that Brandon is always here every Friday. I guess you weren't last week, right?
It works out that way, though, you know.
Yeah.
Is that kid?
Which kid?
There's two local dudes.
Adam.
Oh,
Adam's the Burlingame guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boy.
That guy. Every size. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's a big topic today.
He is going down.
Well.
Yes.
He's going down. He's not going to win, but he's one of those idiots that winds up.
Surviving?
They do wind up surviving for a while because people don't see him as a target. There's some.
Well, they just know they can get him. He's someone who has not only set himself up as a target, but created opportunities for other people to say, get that guy.
Right.
So he's screwed.
When you've already sort of betrayed everyone, then no one has any compunction about lying about what you may or may not have done in order to further their game.
Right.
And people are more apt to believe it. And I mean, I really want to wait until 6.
Yeah,
no,
let's do that.
You know, Rob, masterful. Just even the way he lies. It's like, geez. Good for you.
Never mind.
We'll do it.
All right. So anyway, I had a nice night.
Did your homework. Did you guys watch it together?
Surf. No. Oh. Party came over last night and hung with his granddaughters.
Oh.
And they hung out and I was already... I'm tapped out. It's at
Believe
6
me.
p.m. I'm done with the family.
I hear you.
And it sucks because I can hear them partying downstairs. And I do think like... Oh, that sounds fun. I should go look. But then I realize it's like quicksand. If you walk down into that, even just to grab a glass of water, you're now... My daughter has taken to walking up. This is
Hulk
sister.
Baby or, okay.
The littlest one. Walks up, grabs a hand, mostly wants the finger, and then will take you, start walking you somewhere, wherever it is she wants to go. And it doesn't matter what time... of day or night it is, although she doesn't stay up that late, but she's walking you to the front door. Outside? Outside? Mm-hmm. Outside? I'm like, no.
Did she say outside?
Yeah. No, what do you do?
That's hilarious.
Not going outside.
She was. She's you.
Yeah, outside.
He had a little Vinny.
Yep. Outside?
Outside.
Uh-huh.
No, it's dark out.
No.
Outside.
We're not going outside. I'm in sock feet.
At least she's... At least she's grabbing an adult.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm glad she's grabbing me. We go out a lot, but that has become the, like...
What does she want to do out there?
Just walk.
Just, like, look at the grass and the ants and...
And if she can, you know, get it far enough down the driveway, then she just takes off running. She just goes to wherever she can. We have a little open space near us that she wants to get to where there's trees and rocks and things to jump and climb. And
right. You need world play structure in that backyard of yours.
Well,
that'll keep her contained for a while.
I've been tripping out on a lot of that kind of stuff. It's such garbage.
Mm.
It's garbage the minute you buy it.
Yeah, you can get a nice play structure made of, like, you know, treated 6x6s and
maybe
nice swings, and you know, it actually looks nice in your yard. And then I don't know though. I guess that rots in the ground, right? So if you 5 years later, when the kids haven't touched it and there's spider
right.
webs all over it, you know, you disassemble and burn it. I don't know.
Yeah,
you burn it in your fireplace.
Figure out how to dump it.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm talking about,
exactly.
Is how it ends up being just something you take to the dump and go, well, there's more permanent plastic for the world.
Mm-hmm. Another hot tub story.
Oof.
Yeah, well, at least that one's getting used. No, that's why we went with a wooden set so that it would break. You could break it down, and there was no plastic involved at all in our playset.
In your playset, I'm like, in your hot tub?
You can do a wooden hot tub. Did you know that?
No.
They do these Japanese soaking tubs.
I don't want one.
They're amazing.
Are you going to get one?
I'm not going to get one because I never want. But I have a friend who has one, and it just looks beautiful because the way it looks like a half a barrel, but humongous. You know, it has sort of strapping on the outside, and the water swells the wood, and it keeps it leak free. They're
wow.
beautiful. And you got to figure that at some point, you know, that thing's going to go in the trash. At least it's wood, not a bunch of plastic,
right.
molded plastic. Anyway.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What?
So go on. What did you do? Your big adventures.
Oh, I didn't have any big adventures.
Did Debbie leave yet?
Debbie left for Florida.
She is going to Florida. So where does she go when she gets there? Your mom's?
Yeah. So my parents picked her up last night in Miami. And then she's house hunting. They're looking, you know, she's coming back next week. She's not gone forever.
Right.
But, you know, we have very limited time left together. It's counting down.
So they're going to...
I don't want to say I have a paper chain that I take off one link every day because I don't have that.
You've been a very generous host.
Well, you know, it's like anything. It's as much as I love them and I'm going to totally miss them. It is a lot to have people, you know, your family living literally right next door to you.
Yeah. No, it's
just a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's a lot of good, too. And what I'm really going to miss more than anything else is, like, me and Debbie laugh our flipping asses off all day long, 2-3 days a week in that she shack. It's just fun. And it's inspiring. You know? She'd be like, I was thinking, what if we made just kind of like a yoga bag with a big pocket on it? I'm like, all right, let's try and do that. And we'd sit around and we'd make it happen.
I have one of those you made for me.
Yeah.
A yoga bag. With
That's
with
the one that made you crash your motorcycle.
No.
I had a big duffel bag with
like sparring gear in it. That was like a whole thing.
With little straps hanging off to catch in his spokes.
Yeah. Mm.
That's too bad.
That was dumb.
For real. Yeah. But anyways, it's just one of those things that it's like a little period in your life that I'll always treasure.
It's weird because it becomes all consuming and then it goes away and you almost think,
I'm like, what am I going to fill this
life?
Void with? I know.
I've had those visits that become, well, you want to be friendly and help people up. Give people a lift when you can. And mm-hmm. I've been in that position and then I've been like, I can't believe in a moment of weirdness, I said, yes, do it.
Mm.
And then there I was hiding in my room.
Yeah. Well, look, they're not
because
living in
I
my house or under my
deal.
Table. So at
right.
least, you know, there's that. But there's a pressure to, you know, I have lots of friends, people I really love and want to spend time with. And I have, over the last 2 years, had far less time to spend with them.
How long have they been here?
Almost 2 years. Well, it'll be 2 years by the time I leave. I know. It's a lot of time. It's
2 years.
Almost 2 years. It'll be like, I think they'll have been here for 1 year and 10 months. And look, it was great for them. It's been really good for us as, you know, as a family. And my kids know them really well now, as opposed to seeing them once every couple years at a Christmas gathering or something. It's been, I've gotten to see their kids a lot more than I would have. It's good.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, a lot more. It's actually, it's lovely.
Good.
But it's also time, you know, and I think all of us get that.
So they're going to buy or they're going to rent?
They're going to buy.
Oh, they're buying a house.
Well, they sold their house in St. Louis and decided to come out here and, like, roll the dice, take a chance, see what was going on. And but
what's going on is it's outrageous to live in California.
It is very expensive, even when your rent is low. the goal has always been Florida. My brother is only happy when he's fishing. Like, that's his happy place. It's all he wants to do, and that's...
Good for him.
I know. It's great.
Yeah, we saw that video of him catching a big one, throwing it back dead into the ocean.
Yeah.
He says it lived. He says it lived.
He says
just,
it
I'm
lived.
Taking him out
that
of his
That is
word.
A good one.
They just go into shock,
it lived.
Sarah. It lived. Don't worry.
They just go into shock.
I didn't kill it.
It's just floating along.
Yeah, I know. It's like, kick moving. That thing. Kick it. See if you can kickstart its heart.
Should have ate that is what you should have did.
Well, right. Why are you pulling these big, beautiful... I'm like, bring that home and let's gut it. Need it.
I don't know.
You know, like the gutting?
Well,
I'll gut it. Listen, in the apocalypse, I got you, all right?
All right.
I will put my hands in guts, no problem.
All right.
Yeah. That's me, gut girl. Anyway, do you got plans this weekend?
Besides getting a tattoo for most of the afternoon today, I will lay low the rest of the...
Do you know what you're getting exactly?
I don't.
So you're going to let him sort of design something for the space?
Him and I always just sort of have a little chat. He looks at the space. I'll suggest a couple things. He'll usually go like... And then we come to a conclusion, and then we do it.
Well, let's do this. You go get your tattoo.
Okay.
And then on Tattoos Day, we'll have like a reveal.
Oh.
Where you can pull off the whatever you got on there, your arnica.
Well, by then I won't have it.
Well, whatever. You can show us that day, and then we'll take a picture, and we'll post our own Celebrity Tattoos Day.
All right.
If that's cool with you.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I really like, do you know, so as you know, I'm a big fan of the Alien movie and some of the ones that followed. The artist that worked on that movie, his last name is Geiger.
Uh-huh.
And he does this, he did all that, he drew the alien and all of that.
Conceptualized
the world,
right?
And I really like his art.
Oh.
So some of that is this stuff you see here. It's sort of right. It sort of looks biochemical.
It looks like flesh, but with some boils on it.
Right,
maybe.
Right. So yeah, there you go. Bryn's pulling it up now. So I'll probably do something slightly Geiger influenced. I like that stuff. It's super sort of dark.
Well, it's cool to tie other pieces together too, because it does look like sort of sinuous, interwoven flesh chunks.
Right, and the closer you get, the more you go, whoa, that's so detailed.
Right.
So it's pretty neat, and Grime is really good at that.
Grime.
So.
It's not Grimes.
It's Grime.
I was thinking. I was so proud of
Elon's
myself this
girl.
Morning. I'm like. So Grimes is the girl.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
She's not really. She's only in our life because she's banging your boyfriend.
I know. And having his baby.
Right.
Have my baby.
Like, you couldn't have named one of her
have
songs.
Have to keep it.
What's so funny about that?
It's in a song. That's what's funny about it. Like, really? What else would I do with it?
You didn't have to keep it? Is that what he says?
Should we list all the things like we could have done with it? It just seems like an odd thing to put into a song, doesn't
Who's it? Who's the singer?
Who is that?
Paul Anka.
That's right. Yeah.
She's having my baby.
Yeah.
Burn. What the hell does that mean?
I wouldn't put you through it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. You know what they're talking about. Come on,
man. Are we talking about the super controversial subject here?
Yes, we are. Well, or maybe...
So is this song called Abortion?
No, it's called...
having my
you're
baby.
Having my baby, yeah. That's what it's called. You're having my baby.
He wouldn't have made her keep it, but he's so glad she did. Yay.
Wow. I am not
What year did that come out? 80s?
No, 70s? That's got to be 70s.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Damn it.
What I don't even know that song. I mean, I know the hook, but I didn't never realize what was going
on.
Well,
I didn't until Bryn started playing it. And we both, I remember hearing it one time. We looked over at each other like, what did he just say?
74.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a soft rock classic.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Because when, in the olden days, in the 70s, when we were little kids, our moms would listen to the soft rock station. It was like, you know, Bread was on there. You might get a little Earth, Wind, and Fire if they were kind of racy, you know, like get the beat going. But you have like, you know, Christopher Cross, Sailing. And who did that song? She ran calling wildfire. I remember. Remember that song?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have to. It was a huge hit.
Sing it.
I just sang it. Ran calling wildfire. It's about this horse.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, you have. Here it is. Who sings it?
Michael Martin Murphy.
Oh, Michael Martin
this
Murphy.
This isn't a song.
No, it is a song. And it was a hit song.
It's not a hit song.
It is. I'm telling you,
well,
it was
Sarah
the
knows
soft
it because it has to do with horses.
That's true. I did focus in on it.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, and like Toto maybe would have been on a soft rock station or Pure Prairie League.
Pure Prairie League.
Amy, what you gonna do? You know that one, right?
Oh, I definitely don't know this. This wildfire.
And one tin soldier rides away. Oh, this is Pure Prairie League, right? Amy.
That's correct.
Oh, back it up 30.
Oh,
boy.
Amy.
I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Remember that one? It's like probably mid-70s soft rock.
I've heard it. I don't really.
Yeah.
All right.
All those songs.
Should probably get some real music now. Some good music.
Oh, all right. Well.
Roll them.
Okay, we'll do this one. KLLZ, KLLZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah, Vinny, Alice, Morning Show. Be right back. Happy Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.